USA Radio News with John Hunt.
From Kiev to Moscow and Washington to Berlin, there's little sign that the world is facing anything other than the prospect of Russia launching a full-on conflict with Ukraine. President Joe Biden.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law.
The Ukrainian government prepared to declare a state of emergency and urged all of its citizens to leave Russia and started calling up military reservists. The People's Convoy leaving Southern California today has now prompted the Defense Department to approve the use of 700 National Guardsmen and 50 tactical vehicles before that group descends on the Washington, D.C. area ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. The Maryland State Police, Metropolitan Police Department in D.C., and the U.S. Capitol Police are closely monitoring the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The amount of fraud throughout the United States is on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A helicopter operated by a military contractor crashed during a training mission in Hawaii, killing all four people on board, according to the U.S. Navy. The helicopter, a 58-foot-long Sikorsky S-61N, was supporting a training operation at the Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai Island, and was operated by the Kroman Corporation, an Oregon-based contracting company. The four people on the helicopter were all Kroman employees. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
In a new twist, a member of the liberal squad is delivering a formal response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. In the speech given on behalf of the left-wing group Working Families Party, Representative Rashida Tlaib, the Democrat from Michigan, is expected to hammer moderate Democrats who have slowed Biden's social spending and climate change packages. Tlaib will then praise Biden's stimulus bill and make the case that liberals have pushed aggressively for his agenda. She's also planning to argue that centrist Democrats have blocked progress on lowering the cost of housing, health care, and especially prescription drugs. The speech will put on display the deep separation within the Democrats' own party that continue to mark Biden's presidency. Pregnancy-related deaths for U.S. mothers climbed higher in the pandemic's first year, continuing a decades-long trend that disproportionately affects black people. Overall, in 2020, there were 24 deaths per 100,000 births, or 861 total, numbers that reflect mothers dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or the year after. In 2019, the rate was only 20 per 100,000. Among black people, there were 55 maternal deaths per 100,000 births, almost triple the rate for other races. The report from the National Center for Health Statistics does not include reasons for the trend, and researchers say they've not fully examined how COVID-19, which may increase the risk for severe illness in pregnancy, may have contributed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.